Hello again, you're listening to the News at One. The Department of Housing failed to spend more than €1 billion of its capital budget for housing between 2020 and 2022. It said that the underspend was largely due to the impact of COVID-19 restrictions on the construction sector and inflation prompted by the invasion of Ukraine. The figures were released to Sinn Féin Housing spokesperson Eoin O'Brien, who joins us in studio. Very good afternoon, Deputy O'Brien, and welcome to the News at One. We'll come to these figures from the Department of Housing in just a moment, but I do want to ask you first about the controversy surrounding your retweet of an artwork which superimposed, people will recall this, Gardaí on a 19th century eviction scene, and you added the phrase no words needed. Is it now a matter of regret to you that you retweeted that?
So when I tweeted the image, obviously we'd had 4 weeks of a debate in the Dáil about the ending of the ban on evictions and the imminent rise of homelessness. And my intention when I retweeted Spice Bag's image was to put the focus on evictions and the government's decision, which is going to see, in my view, an increase in the rise of homelessness. Having said that, obviously, members of An Garda Síochána Síochána and the ASGI read the image differently. And in many cases, when I've been speaking to guards, they were kind of saying that they felt that I was almost blaming them for the homeless crisis, that I was blaming them for evictions. And of course, that was never my intention. So I felt it was appropriate for me to clarify that. I had a very positive conversation, as you know, with Antoinette Cunningham from the ASGI, really stressed that my intention was never to draw the Garda Síochána or the members of Garda Síochána into a debate about government housing policy.
Mm. She says you apologised, did you?
What I did was I clarified my intentions. I made it very clear that that's something I never wanted to do. I work very closely with members of An Garda Síochána in my own constituency.
But did you apologise?
I clarified the remarks and I expressed regret. And I have to say, for somebody who campaigns on housing and homelessness every single day, somebody who works closely with members of An Garda Síochána in my own community, I never, ever intended either to cause offence or indeed to blame members of An Garda Síochána for the housing and homelessness crisis.
Antoinette Cunningham told Morning Ireland this week that, and I quote here, Deputy O'Brien expressed his remorse for, as he said, dragging An Garda Síochána into political controversy. Did you express remorse to Antoinette Cunningham?
Absolutely, and I made it very, very clear that it was never my intention to drag An Garda Síochána into a row about government housing policy.
Remorse, to help our listeners, is deep regret or guilt for a wrong committed. So what you did, you accept was wrong.
It was never my intention, and I never desired to drag An Garda Síochána into a debate about government housing policy.
And you made that point. Was it wrong, I'm asking you? And I do want to move on to other issues, but was it wrong?
It was never my intention. I have always wanted...
That's not what I've asked you. Was it wrong? Did you apologise?
I made it very, very clear, Brian, that not only did I not intend to, but I didn't want to continue a row with An Garda Síochána that I never intended to put there in the first place.
We know Gardaí are frequently in difficult and dangerous public order situations. We send them out there to police these situations. And giving publicity to this sort of image could, certainly they feel, put Gardaí at greater risk in those sort of situations. Do you accept that?
I do. And again, because I think Antoinette Cunningham's public remarks, which are exactly the same as mine, are important. She has fully accepted the clarification that I gave.
Which she said you apologised, which you haven't been very clear about today.
She has fully accepted that I didn't intend to create the row with An Garda Síochána. She has also said that that was welcome. She believes the matter is now closed and we should move on.
I do wonder how the families of Gardaí murdered by the IRA over the years might feel about a leading Sinn Féin politician portraying Gardaí in this way.
And I've spoken to some of the families of members of An Garda Síochána in my own constituency since the controversy broke. And again, I have stressed to them, I come on your show and other shows regularly. I have never been in the position of blaming An Garda Síochána for housing or homelessness crisis created by Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael. That was never my intention. What I wanted to do was make it clear that the government had made a decision to lift a ban on evictions, which is going to see dramatic increases in homelessness.
And we'll come to that.
That's what I wanted to do. Okay. And I've clarified that. And both the ASGI and in fairness, the Garda Commissioner have welcomed the fact that I've clarified it, have accepted it, and have said it's now time to move on.
This housing underspend in the capital underspend in the Department of Housing in excess of €1 billion, I don't know the exact figure because the overall figure includes perhaps other spending as well. What the department is saying, this was due to a couple of factors, principally the COVID restrictions. Does that explain it?
It doesn't, and as far back as 2020, when I was talking to directors of housing in some of our large local authorities, they were telling us that there was going to be a problem even beyond beside of COVID. The reason why is the Department of Housing imposes a very, very heavy layer of bureaucracy on our local authorities and approved housing bodies when they're delivering social and affordable housing projects. That can add 18 to 24 months of a delay between planning and the actual commencement of construction. And as some of our housing projects have got larger, we're doing some larger, more complex projects, the level of bureaucracy is even greater. And local authorities and approved housing bodies have been telling us, both publicly and privately, that that heavy level of red tape and bureaucracy is making it increasingly difficult to deliver homes. I raised this with Simon Coveney when he was minister, with Owen Murphy and with Dara O'Brien. We've made very detailed proposals as how to fix that. But government has refused to do so. And in fact, if it was just COVID, then the amount of the underspend would be reducing, not increasing. Last year was the biggest ever, and it has continued into this year.
At the same time, we've had housing targets. The Housing for All targets for last year were exceeded. More social housing were built last year than any year since the mid-1970s. Obviously, much more is needed. But if we try to get a handle on where things are going, more than 27,000 commencements took place in the 12 months to last January. So things are happening in terms of house construction.
And what's interesting about last year's figures is on the private sector side, they actually went beyond what they originally thought they were going to deliver. But on the public sector side, government significantly missed their targets in terms of social and affordable housing. And it's important to put this in context. That €1 billion would have delivered in 2020, 21 and 22 at a minimum 4,000 social and affordable homes. We've currently got 8,000 households in emergency accommodation. So half of the families in emergency accommodation at the moment, the singles and the families, could have been housed in theory if those homes had been delivered. Government made this commitment. Government knew they weren't going to be able to meet this commitment because of the weaknesses and the bureaucracy in the system. And yet, the underspend continues. In the first quarter of this year, 29% underspend of the capital budget for housing. This is a structural problem which cannot be explained by COVID alone.
Another aspect of the crisis at the moment is the exodus, the very significant exodus of landlords, private landlords from the sector. And Sinn Féin has nothing to say about how that might be stemmed.
First of all, I'm one of the only politicians who's been raising this issue since it started. We have had a flow of single property landlords from the private rental sector since 2017. And if you look at the parliamentary record, you'll see both when Owen Murphy was minister and indeed Dara O'Brien, I have been sounding the alarm about this for quite some time.
Yeah, but sound the alarm. What measures would you support to try to stem it?
So we have good independent research from the Residential Tenancies Board that, in my view, having looked at this very, very closely for a number of years, shows those landlords who are leaving are leaving. And they're leaving for a range of reasons. What government has to do is, as those landlords are taking the decision to leave, whether they need the property for their own use or they're selling, what government should be doing is putting in place a sufficient supply, one, of new social and affordable homes, right, and two, purchasing, whether it's for social homes or affordable housing, private rental properties with tenants in situ.
What about retaining the rental properties that are already there,
Brian,
and discouraging landlords from leaving?
Brian, since 2017, a portion of landlords have been leaving. The research, the independent research, not what the lobby groups for the landlord industry are saying, the independent research tells us they are going to continue to go at a certain rate. Government needs a plan that as those landlords sell up and exit, either A,
I don't think the RGB data drills down into the detail of why individual.
It absolutely does.
It tells us that they're evicting tenants, for example, or giving notices to quit because they want to sell a property, because they want a family member to move in.
Brian, it's very important.
And what they say themselves, what they say themselves is that the rental cap is a factor in all of this. The costs associated with maintaining the property and the bureaucracy and the paperwork around being a landlord.
It is very, very important that we have a fact-based, evidence-based discussion. The Residential Tenancies Board did very significant research asking landlords, are you thinking about leaving the market and why are you thinking about leaving the market? And they presented that to our ROCTAS committee last year. Of the landlords who are considering leaving in the coming 12 months, Only a small portion are saying they're leaving because of issues of tax or regulation. The larger portion of they're leaving for other reasons. For example, they never wanted to be landlords in the first place, got trapped in negative equity, mm-hmm. and they're selling up. They're what we call pension pot landlords, who are always going to sell at a certain point approaching pension age. They're people who have availed of a particular tax relief that government provided that is incentivizing to leave now, or they need the property for their own use. All of those landlords in those categories are going to exit, and therefore we need to have a plan in place that ensures both through the tenant in situ scheme to purchase those properties with not just social but affordable renters in situ.
And that's supply. On the cards.
It's something that should have been done 2 or 3 years ago, not just now.
In
the meantime, what we've also got is a government who, despite knowing that there were 9,000 notices to quit, eviction notices falling in the first half of this year, ended the one key protection for renters, which was the ban on no-fault evictions.
On that,
and as a consequence, we're going to see homelessness continue to rise in the months ahead.
They dispute that they knew there was 9,000 evictions in the pipeline, that those figures had not been shared with government ministers.
Think about it for a second.
Well, look, but we're not.
You are the minister, Owen Brent.
We're not going to resolve that here between us. Here's my question about the RTV figures. Should there be a clear timeline for when these figures are released, not just to officials in the Department of Housing, not just maybe to ministers around a table, but put out publicly so everybody gets to see the figures? What is the picture?
First of all, what I'll say is it is not credible that as government officials and the Minister for Housing were preparing a memo for the leaders of government to make a decision on the ban on evictions, that when those officials had the data, because we now know, thanks to the Dublin Inquirer's good journalism, they had the data, that that wasn't shared with the minister. Mm-hmm. But you are absolutely right. That data not only should be published and published regularly, but as I believe, there was a deliberate attempt by government to delay its publication until, crucially, after the Sinn Féin legislation to extend the ban was voted down by government. Now, some of that journalism and FOIs from myself will have to reveal. But it is not credible to think that government didn't have the information.
If
they didn't have the information and knew it was there, that makes it even worse.
What we do know
is they voted to increase homelessness and more men, women and children are going to be homeless in the coming days and weeks.
Owen
and that is completely unacceptable.
Owen O'Brien of Sinn Féin, thank you very much for being with us here on the programme.